The following podcast is recorded and produced by the Podcast Precinct in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com. The Podcast Precinct. Consistency, creativity, culture.
Welcome back to the Starry Night Theater podcast. I'm your host, Alex.
I'm your other host, DJ.
And today, we have a lot to talk about.
Today, yeah. We were off last week after we had a whole podcast. Like, oh, we're back. We're doing this. Then we went to Cedar Point, and we didn't come up with a secondary plan. Because
oh, yeah, like last year. We had other people in our places.
Did we for Cedar Point?
Not Cedar Point. Well, no, not Cedar Point, but...
You're just lying.
No, when we went on the trip.
Yeah. Last year when we went to Cedar Point, we had the episode with my father talking about all the fall thrillers. And Voices in the Attic was brought up in that one.
Wow.
And I knew at the time, and we were like, ooh. But yeah, we're in the middle of that. Smack dab in the middle of Voices in the Attic. So that's been great fun. I want to talk about the process, but like, we'll get into that like in a minute. But we've had three shows, and I think opening night started really strong. Friday was really good. Yesterday felt really good, like from an acting standpoint. But I feel like the majority of the audience was just talking the entire time.
No.
This was like I think maybe something that we should do is like either like reiterate it in the announcement before the show or something, or like put it in the program.
Like no talking.
Just a reminder, like maybe you shouldn't have a full conversation in the middle of a scene. Like it wasn't like I was kind of in shock because I haven't been on stage in so long. So like usually I'm in the booth and I hear talking. I'm like, whatever. But being on stage and in the middle of like a heated piece and you just hear in the audience like people talking, it's like, what? What? I don't know. Like, I could never in my life do that.
I couldn't do it either.
Like,
even like in chaise, if I'm like sitting far back, they can't hear me. But like, why would I have a conversation that I'm bothering the people around me?
Right.
That's disrespectful.
It is during a movie, I'm silent. Like I'm seeing Joker next Thursday. Shout out Joker. I'm seeing the second one next Thursday, and I had to pick my seat, and then I had to pick who could sit next to me, because it had to be someone who's not going to chew. It had to be someone who's not going to talk, and so it's like that's for a movie. They don't care. The people on the screen don't care. So like, I couldn't imagine going and having live performers in front of me and just like carry on an entire conversation. It's mind boggling to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then the rappers, like, so act two opens with, this is not a spoiler. It opens with a funeral scene. And so it's like sad music. Like the whole thing is sad because, you know, someone died. And the amount of rappers and talking yesterday, the talking for that scene, like you would have thought it was still intermission.
Oh my god,
that's how crazy it was. And I'm standing up there like I don't get this.
Just walk off stage.
Yeah, right. Like I don't know, like turn the lights on, we'll just go home. Like,
you know, like when the teachers, like in class when students talk a lot and the teachers just stay silent and they just wait for the students to stop talking. Yes. And the students don't realize for like 5 minutes and they're just standing there. It's like that. Like you walk off stage, they're still talking.
They would. No doubt. Like, I don't know. It was just crazy. And then like phones going off left and right. It was just like I don't know. Like, thank you for coming, but what are you doing? What are you doing? But everyone powered through. It was a great show. Like, it felt really good. So I guess that's all that matters. And the people that I talked to after had good things to say, but they were also like, well, yeah, I mean, I was surrounded by people talking the whole time. So, yeah, so that's interesting. But like, theater etiquette is a lost art, I guess.
It's a lost art. Then, like, yeah.
I don't know. It's just,
yeah, just put like a section in the program, theater etiquette.
Yeah. Like, just don't talk.
Just don't talk.
Don't talk. Like, I don't know. It's just stuff that seems so...
Common sense.
Common sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't have that. So.
Yeah. No, that's true. That is for sure true. But overall, this experience has been good. Because, like, we talked about last season and stuff. Like, I go back to COVID. Because everything before COVID just seems like 40 years ago and like it's just out of my memory. But like going back to, we started with Tales from the Ghostlight and then we went to Halloween Dreams and then we went to Spiral Staircase and now we're here at Voices in the Attic. And I feel like this is probably my favorite.
Oh.
I love Halloween Dreams a lot and I loved directing that. But I don't know. I just, there's something about this that's just so fun and it's six different pieces, so it moves quickly and it's different, so it's like it just feels good to like be doing something that you like,
mm-hmm.
and that you feel good about.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm really excited to see it, but I've just seen pictures online and like all the costumes and all like the Halloween elements. It seems really fun.
Yeah, it's so fun and it's fun to be in. Like, I love hearing the audience's reaction because like there's a couple. The first scene I do is like, it's more serious, but like you're playing a caricature of horrible people, which is awesome. Like, that's so
are
fun.
You?
Okay. Shut up. Shut up. Yeah, you are. And I am. And
that's exactly what your character would do. Right? Shut up.
It's just fun. Like, I don't know that. So that one's fun, but it's like, it's spooky. And like, there's like different elements like towards the end and the whole thing that the audience like gives a great reaction to, and they have every night, which is incredible. And then that ends act one. And then I have a scene in act two that's a completely different vibe. And that's been a lot of fun. Trevor and I work together and it's more comedic for sure. And yeah, I don't know. That's been a riot, but doing both of them is like, I don't know. It's different. It's different from anything I've done, and it was really difficult. Like, the whole process was insane because like we had, so we, for people who don't know, we rehearse three times a week for a show, but we have two shows going on at the same time. And so we rehearse two nights a week for Voices, but it was split. So like scenes A rehearse one night, scenes B rehearse the other night. So we rehearsed one night a week for these scenes. And that was really difficult to get to a good point. Like, if we had this podcast a week ago, this would be a whole different
yeah, I know.
Discussion. I'd be like, I'm done. Like, I just came out of retirement and I'm re-retiring. But we had a really good rehearsal towards the end. Thursday we had a rehearsal and it wasn't good. It was not a good rehearsal.
Like, oh my God. You're like, we have two more and then we have the show.
Right. And then this is it. So, but then we had a rehearsal Friday and that really like, my dad was like, all right, we're going to split off, do the scenes that are troublesome and you're just going to run them 100 times if you have to. And so we did. And like, what was really frustrating for me, it was the first time I've had to do lines in forever and I was struggling to memorize. Like, I was working it. And I would take days off of work and just, like, look at my lines. I would drive up to Wilson and just, like, sit in my car and look at my lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I recorded myself saying all my lines, and I listened to it all day at work.
Oh, my. I've thought about doing that. Because I know, like, especially if you, like, are falling asleep and then it just, like, seeps into your brain.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping. And it sort of kind of did. But then we had rehearsal that night after I listened to it all day at work, literally all day. And I I knew the lines, but like I,
you like overdid it.
Maybe, yeah.
Is that a thing?
It was just weird, and like our scene suffered because of it. And I don't know. So I think I just had to work with Trevor on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because it was once a week, so yes. You're not getting that time with
right.
your other co-stars or, you know, fellow actors. So,
and that piece is like it's just him and I. Like we rely so heavily on each other, and then like Sean comes in and Callum come in as different parts in it, but like it's really Trevor and I have to be on. And it's like I ran the scene with my mom, with my sister, with Ryan, and like I'm mostly nailing the lines, and then like I would get up on stage and it just wouldn't come out. And that was so frustrating, because then it looks like, oh, well, like this guy's not putting in the work.
Yeah,
it's like 8 hours today at work. I didn't talk to anybody, and I just had these lines.
That's
playing
crazy.
In my head. Yeah, so like that was really difficult to deal with. But then we had that one good rehearsal. Then we went in Tuesday, Wednesday. So we've had rehearsal from Tuesday till, I mean, now it's Sunday. So we've done the show from Tuesday till Sunday, which also helps just like.
Yeah. Again and again, and again, no break.
Yeah. So that's been.
Yeah. I feel similarly for Spirits, because we also have only been rehearsing once a week.
Yes.
And I missed the last one, so it's been 2 weeks. Because this week, we didn't even have rehearsal.
Yeah.
So, I was studying my lines yesterday, and I'm just like, I want to have them memorized for Tuesday's rehearsal.
Right.
And for some reason, I'm just like, because I have, like, we haven't seen each other,
yes.
everyone, for a week, and me too, and now I'm like, it's still hard. Like, I can memorize it as much as I can, but then, like, once you get on stage and you're with them, it's a little different. You're like, okay, I need to actually be with them.
Yeah.
And because you go through the motions, and then,
yes.
like, your memory, like, connects to different actions that you do on stage. So that, like, that really helps me. And I know that helps other people, too. So I'm like, I know them, but then, like, it just, like, doesn't stick as well when you're not physically in rehearsal.
Yeah. No, I agree. And this has been really helpful, like, from a directing standpoint to, like, act again. Because, like, I'd forgotten that. Or maybe I never felt that. Like, maybe I'm just, my mind is getting older. But, like, you can rehearse it as much as you want. Like, again, 8 hours I listened to it. And I took days off of work and just read it. I feel like to an extent it doesn't matter. Like, okay, that helped me, like, know the lines and familiarize myself with the lines.
Yeah.
But until I'm sitting there looking at Trevor, then like it's just not going to be what it is.
Yeah.
And so like that was, I guess, a helpful reminder. And like now when I build my schedules, I'm going to try to make sure like, okay, we're going to hit everything just so you can say those lines with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're reading.
I mean, it is
not.
Difficult because like, yeah, you said there are two shows going on at the same time. So like,
yeah.
How are you really supposed to fit all the rehearsals in for everyone?
Oh no, yeah, right. I agree,
especially the people who are in both the shows.
Yeah,
because then yeah, you are rehearsing sometimes 3, sometimes 2 days a week, so it's already full for you.
Yeah No, it's been tough, and like there's nothing that you could change, like you said. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to rehearse 4 or 5 times a week. You just like, you want people to have some life. But yeah, it was tough. And, like, I didn't realize along the way, because, like, we're getting good work done on the scenes. Because, like, all right, we'll isolate this scene and make sure, like, it flows the best we can. But then you don't think, like, line-wise, like, right, I'm not doing this 3 times a week. That might affect something. And I think it did until the end when we had that rehearsal. And now everyone seems to be more confident and rolling.
Mm, yeah.
But, yeah.
Good for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just... It was quite the process of like doing, like, I don't think people understand how much is going on at once. Where it's like these two shows are happening at the same time. Like this week, the break in between Voices and Voices Weekend 2, I'm going to have to like look at my Spirits lines.
Yeah.
Cause then we have 1 week and then we open Spirits. And like, that is,
I was thinking about that too. And I was like, you know, I'm so glad I'm only in the one. Like,
yeah,
Because it would, I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot for everyone, but I just feel like for me, I would have, yeah, I would have, like, been anxious with, like, oh, shoot, okay, now I got to switch to this guy.
Yeah. And I can't have two different things in my mind at once.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't
And then your
work
lines
like that.
Start to cross. You're, like, right. on stage saying lines from Spirits.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. But, like, what Sean and I were talking about, because Sean, Ryan, and I are in both, and we're saying, like, we're not as worried about Spirits because you're at least one character from start to finish. So, like, you know the character. You can understand the character. With voices, like, we're playing multiple different characters.
Yeah.
Who are very different from each other. So, like, you have to change your mindset and your all of it. So that I think that's why this was more challenging. Hopefully Spirits, like, I just pick up. But
yeah.
I don't know. that's going to be a wild turn of events.
Yeah. I mean, the whole, like, it's just the whole month of October. I was like, after this week, it's just Spirits.
Yes.
Like, day in, day out.
Yeah.
We have, like, I know we have two rehearsals, then we have three, and then we have, like, the two tech rehearsals, and then it's
yeah.
that same week, it's the performances. So it's like, yeah. It's just going to be.
I always forget how much time we don't have this time of year, because I feel like once spring hits and we have, I don't know, a decent amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I feel like Lottie and Bernice rehearsals went on for a while.
Yeah.
And then the musical rehearsals go on for ages. Yeah. Ages and ages. So, like, you feel like, all right, great. Like, we have all that time. Then this happens, and you have, like, and we're also on vacation for a week of rehearsals.
Mm.
So, like, I have the schedule somewhere, but, like, I won't go through the time to look at that. But, like, just not a lot of rehearsals.
Yeah.
Not a lot of rehearsals. So, like, we had no time to put this together, and we're putting two on at the same time. So you have no time to put two shows on. And then as soon as Spirits ends, well, no, as soon as Voices ends on Sunday, next Sunday, as soon as it's over, we have to change the set over to Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So we can rehearse for a week on the Spirits set. And we only get a week to rehearse on the set.
Oh my God.
And
although
then,
it's minimal, right? So it's not.
It's.
I mean,
yeah,
I
mean, it's going from a set that has nothing to a set that has a little more than nothing, but it's nothing, like, too crazy. And then...
So Spirits has more than Voices?
Yeah.
Okay.
Voices has nothing, except, like prop pieces.
Okay.
So, like, the changeover shouldn't be, like, the worst thing ever, but it's still just, like, let's build a set in one day. to that Saturday, like, finishing up, if I have to redo lighting, do all that... Then, Tuesday, Wednesday are the tech rehearsals. Then we do two weekends of Spirits, and then we close. And I have like 3 or 4 days to get the Halloween party done.
Do you remember how much time you had last year for the Halloween party? Like after Night of the Living Dead?
I don't remember.
Because it wasn't a lot of time, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't think it was a lot of time, but, like, this is really not a lot of time. I'm trying to remember, because I was trying to think of that before, too. I don't know. But I remember last year, after Night of the Living Dead, we cleared all the seats out at the cast party, which was a big help, because, I mean, like, I would have to take, like, a whole day to do that, pretty much. So, yeah, I mean, I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday... Because Halloween's on a Thursday, so I have 3 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not...
3 days after work.
To do the entire Halloween party set.
Yeah. So...
Which... Do you have ideas for that?
Yeah. I have ideas. I know what I want it to be.
Is it something you can do in 3 days?
It's something I probably shouldn't be able to do in 3 days, but something that will happen in 3 days. Even if I had to call into work.
Which I'm sure you will do.
They'll love me for it. They'll just love me. And I already have Halloween and November 1st off, so.
Mm, nice.
Yeah. I'll just have a two-day work week, I guess. But, yeah, so that, like, as soon as Voices started, I was kind of like rehearsals, a rehearsal process started. I'm like, now it's go, go, go until.
Yeah, it's literally just.
Till the end.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if I'm going to do anything for The Good Doctor, but whether I do or don't. I'm not directing it. So, like, from this point till the end of Hunchback, it's just, like, one thing into another nonstop.
Yeah. And now, yeah, you have two musicals, so.
Yep.
That's even. Do you... So, for Hunchback, are you... Do you have more time, or is it the same amount of time as you would have for a play?
It's the same amount that we had for Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Which I think was enough. It felt like enough.
It's not the same as the summer at the...
No.
Okay.
Which is worrisome. But...
yeah.
But, like, okay, so, like, Sweeney summer... It felt like there wasn't enough. Last summer felt like there was too much. So maybe this is like a happy medium that we find. We're like, okay, like this works. Maybe we don't need the entire summer to put something on. Mm. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. That'll be a true trial run.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that everyone's asking me questions about that show nonstop. And I'm like, yes, great. Love that you're excited. But also, once again... We're doing two shows right now. I'm in both shows. I'm doing the set for both shows. I'm doing the lighting for both shows. And I'm directing Christmas Carol. So, like, I'm currently staging that. Well, I'm pretty much done staging that. Like, I'm currently working on that still and designing the lights and designing the set and, like, designing all of that. So, like, yeah, Hunchback's awesome, but, like, also...
You're not thinking about it right.
I'm on three shows right now. So, once Voices is over, then, like, I could... add Hunchback in, but like, and like, obviously I have plans and ideas and all that, but the constant questions of like, oh, so what are you going to do about this, and what about this part, like, I don't know. You come and see it, or you can come audition for it, I don't know.
Yeah,
so go, but that's all right, we'll get through it.
Yeah.
And then in January, this is the other thing I'm also doing. I don't know if I should say this. I'll say it. In January, we plan on announcing the season at the anniversary party. So next season.
Okay.
Which is months and months and months earlier than we usually do.
Because it's usually in May, right?
Yes. Okay. And last year, I think it was in June. Mm. So, like, crazy early. But I don't know. I think it could work out. And then, like, it's cool to do at the anniversary party because, like, I don't know. It's the anniversary party.
Yeah.
What is the theater? 24? We've been in the building for 24 years, I think. So shout out to the anniversary party. What?
The lights, I feel like, just like blinked.
They do that a lot, and I don't know if I'm dying or if it's actually happening. Some strange
But at
things.
Least I got it, the remote to work to get them to stop flashing.
I didn't even notice that. Was it those lights or was it those lights?
Oh, it's these ones.
Those ones, okay. Because these ones flash sometime, unless that's actually just me dying. Because like, I swear to you, they flash. I'll tell you if I see it.
Okay.
I have a bruise on the side of my head, and it's very concerning to me. It's just yellow, and it won't go away.
What? It is yellow?
It's just yellow.
Is it from the roller coaster just going back and forth?
I don't think so. Maybe. I mean, it could be. But like, it just kind of like spawned in.
Did you hit your head?
I don't remember hitting my head. Maybe I hit it so hard that I just...
Is it big?
No, it's like, I don't know, like the size of a penny or maybe.
But it hurts?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's just like...
It's just there.
It's just there and it won't go away. And I'm like, I don't know what that's from. I don't know why it's still there. I don't know why it's so yellow.
I've had yellow bruises before.
Yeah, but like usually it's like... Well, is yellow when it's healing or like fully healed?
Well, not fully healed, because not fully, if it was like, fully healed, it wouldn't be.
Yellow would be like the last stage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, it's been yellow for like all weekend. So go away, please.
It'll go away.
Yeah, sure.
It's just internal bleeding. You're
maybe,
right.
Like, I don't know. I don't have a headache or anything, like, but it's just yellow and it's just there. And like, when I wash my face, I like really like will scrub, because I'm like, maybe it's just something.
Maybe
else.
You scrub your... Oh, you're scrubbing it hard because you think it's not a bruise?
Yeah, like maybe it's... I don't know. I don't know what it would be, but like maybe it's something that's not a bruise. Because like why are you not going away? I don't know.
Bruises take time.
My legs are healed.
But did you have the one on your legs prior? to the, this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when this one popped up, but like the ones on my legs healed rather quickly.
Mm.
So I don't know. I don't know.
It's your head.
It's my head, yeah. Well, that's what's concerning
about
it. It's like, it's my head. I don't know. Shouldn't it heal?
It's fine. I think you're fine.
My head is crazy, though. Like, I can hit that hard and not get concussed or anything.
I don't know. I think everyone's head feels hard. But no, I think if I were to hit my head hard, it would definitely do some damage.
Yeah, the amount of times I've, like, seriously, like, hit my head to the point of, like, I should be dead, probably.
What are you doing? Football?
Well, like, so the one time during football, this is so off topic.
I know.
The one time during football, I was running in front of my cousin, and Mike, my brother, was running at me. And so my cousin pushed me into the block. And I was like, okay, like, I know I could have blocked it myself. You didn't have to shove me into the block. And our skulls collided.
Oh, God.
And so, like, Mike was like, oh, like, you could tell he was, like, dazed. And I was fine. Like, I didn't really feel anything. I wasn't hurt at all. And it was just skull-on-skull action. And later that weekend, I think, like, we went to a wrestling event. And Mike was just, like, next to me, like, dead. Like, on a different planet.
Oh, my God.
And, like, on the subway, like, his head was just down. He wasn't talking. He wasn't doing anything. And we found out he had a concussion, a pretty serious concussion.
Oh, my God.
And I was fine. I didn't feel anything. And it was our heads colliding. Like, I don't know. I feel like I should have felt something. And then at the theater, when we first put the risers in, I was not supposed to sit up top. I was told not to sit up top. And I sat up top. And it was in the middle of acting class. And I stood up and shouted something stupid, I'm sure. And I sat back down into the row. And there was no back to it, so fell off the back. I took all three chairs with me because they're connected. And there's that ledge that, like, goes around the whole place. I smacked my head so hard on the ledge. Like, I folded like a burrito, and my head, like, probably should have killed me. It was the back of my head. Like, usually when you're hitting the back of your head, like, you're done for.
Dude, that's bad. Like, you could mess up your spine.
Yeah. And I was okay. Like, afterwards, I'm like, oh, like, I had a headache that day. So, like, maybe that's the extent. Like, my head is solid.
Oh,
so I try not to hit people with that.
Oh. Yeah. Good.
Because, like, by accident, I don't know. Like, I've had, like, when babies headbutt you, I'm like, you can't headbutt me, bro. Like, you might actually.
You're gonna, yeah.
Your skull might implode.
Oh, my God.
It's like I have a helmet under my skin or something. I don't know.
Hey, that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, I guess. Or I'm just riddled with concussions and they'll all come forward someday.
Yeah, probably. That's more likely.
The CTE will catch up to me. I hope
not. I think all your issues will catch up to you. Just telling you now.
Yeah.
All the, like, I don't know, toxins you breathe every time you, I don't know, whenever you're like, last year you were making the Halloween party set and whatever we were using.
Spray paint.
Yeah. No, but like whatever.
Oh,
that,
the spray foam?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Bro.
It's not fine to get on your skin.
And then you came in and like you were sick and coughing and like couldn't breathe, but you just don't care.
Yeah. But so the sick and coughing thing was unrelated because I went to the doctors. I'm like, I think I have like stain poisoning or something.
Oh, yeah.
And the doctor's like, that's just not how it works. He's like, literally, unless you are drinking the stain, you're fine. I'm like, honestly, that's
you're
what I
like,
love to
hear. I WebMD'd this doctor. Yeah. Like, this is what I have.
Yeah.
And the doctor's shaking his head like, oh, God.
Yeah, no, he was like that. No, that's not how it works. So, like, that gave me comfort. So, I'm like, all right, at least I'm not slowly killing myself. I mean, I am slowly killing myself by like, inhaling it, but, like, everyone is. But, like.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay.
That made me feel good. He's like, no, you just have like some kind of like viral infection. I'm like, oh, okay. Yum. But I told my boss that too. I was like, hey, I think I have stain poisoning. Like I'm going to be out of work. And so when I came back, he was just shredding me for that. He's like, stain poisoning? You got stain poisoning? Yeah, no, it was not stain poisoning. It was a viral infection. So I was contagious at crew. But I didn't know.
I don't think I got sick.
No, it worked out. Nobody else got sick. It was just me.
And I remember there was like one point when you were putting up these lights up top.
Yep.
And I had to hold it. We were with someone. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know. Okay. Yeah, I was holding it up top. And you just kept coughing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to get sick. This is going right in my face. I don't know.
Yeah, but I coughed into my elbow.
True.
Always.
Okay. Well.
So.
Or see, my.
No. No. See, if anything, that proves that coughing into your elbow and covering your cough actually does help. Because we were literally on top of each other in that corner.
We were.
And you're not. And you weren't sick. So.
No. I mean, yes, you should cover your cough. That does help.
That's a no-brainer. And we're coming up on that season, and that's going to kill me. Just cover your cough, please. Now, we were talking about something before any of this happened, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, the season. The season.
I love
season.
When you, like, realize things as you're saying that, like me. Like, yeah. You realize as you're saying it, and you're like, okay, wait, I need to stop.
I mean, it's not like Voldemort. I don't know.
No, I know.
Oh, man. Yeah. The season. We're announcing. We plan on announcing that in January.
Yeah.
Which is huge. That's the first time we'll do that. So maybe that'll work. Maybe it won't. But hopefully it works. And then we'll be like, yeah, you can get your subscription in. I don't know if we'll do May or like start of summer or whatever. Mm. So you can become a subscriber then, but you'll know the season, and we could. Like during Hunchback and during Good Doctor and Joseph, we can promote boom, boom, boom. This is what next season is. So I'm also working on that at the same time. We're working on all 500 other shows happening. But I'm sure there was a point to that. I'm sure I was saying something for a reason.
Well, just sharing that. It'll be announced at anniversary.
Yeah, anniversary party, which is in January, late January.
January. Isn't it like 19th or 21st or something?
We always try to get close to the 21st, but I think the closest is the 28th this year, and I could be wrong. I could be completely
wrong. Yeah, 28th is a Tuesday, so.
Oh my god.
25th or 18th? I have it 18th or. Well, 24th is a Tuesday, so. Or 21st, sorry. So I have it as the 18th or 25th.
I think it's the 25th.
Bro.
Well, because we always try to aim for the 20s. So I think it's
But 18 is closer than 25 to 21.
Yeah, but also like, I don't know.
You know that in my calendar I put pod dues and then I never send them.
Yeah.
Do you send them every month?
Yes.
Bro.
What do you mean, do I send them every month? Do I pay? Yes, I pay.
Why don't you tell me?
I usually do.
No, you tell me once every 6 months.
No, I feel like I usually do. I don't know. But we have, how many, what month is it? September? Oh my god, it's still September.
What do you mean it's still? September went fast.
That's what I kept saying. I kept saying that like in the middle of September, and now I'm like, why, we're still here. It started
you just
fast.
Want it to be October.
I love October. I really do. But you know what's bothering me? I'm getting a lot of Christmas on my Instagram feed. Like it'll be like every now and again a Christmas video will pop up and I get super excited and I'm like, You gotta calm down. You gotta bring it down because like you love Halloween, so you gotta do Halloween. But it's just like you hear the Christmas music and you see like the lights and the snow and you're like, that's awesome, I love that. Like you gotta be like, all right, Halloween.
I'm surprised you don't have more Halloween on your feed.
I have a lot of Halloween, but then, like, I don't know. Right now, all my stuff is, like, fall foliage, mountains, pretty stuff like that. What? What?
I don't know. It's just, like, you just scrolling through Instagram, just looking at fall leaves and mountains.
I swear to you.
Like, no, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
I just, like, every single picture is that.
That's what it kind of turned into yesterday, and I'm all about it.
Mm. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, once the algorithm gets going, it just will not stop.
You know what's better than the algorithm? You can go outside and see that.
Yeah, sure. Let me travel to Colorado on my day off.
Hey, there's hills here.
Okay, like... but like the fall foliage that's coming up for me is like Colorado and Washington and okay. not New York.
New York is a very pretty state.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
The whole state, though, is actually very pretty.
That's awesome. But, like, I don't know. It's not... All right, one more unrelated topic, and then we'll keep talking theater. I was in traffic on Monday. Crazy, absurd, insane traffic. I was headed to the Galleria, and I took the day off of work because we came home from Cedar Point late.
It's always the Galleria.
I love the like, Galleria Mall.
There's traffic.
This right now, this vest is new. Where did I buy it? Old Navy. Where?
You know there's an Old Navy at the Boulevard Plaza, right?
Yeah, but like I love a mall. A mall's a safe space for me.
The Galleria Mall's a safe space.
It really is. I just love a mall. I really do.
What is it about malls that you love?
I don't know. I truthfully couldn't tell you, but I love it.
Okay.
I would so much rather go to a mall and, I don't know, and experience life like that. Which is also, all right.
Shopping?
Bring this into theater, and we've talked about this a little bit, but like I just don't understand how everybody is so comfortable staying indoors constantly. Like, why don't you go out and see a live show? Why don't you go out and go to the movies? Like, streaming is this huge thing. Like, oh, it's only in theaters? Why is it only in theaters? That's all the comments I see whenever a poster or anything comes out. Like, what do you mean? Go outside and go to the movie theater. Like, it drives me wild. And, like live theater, it's just not even on people's radar. Because, like, oh, I can't stream that. Oh,
stream it.
No, you have to be in the room and be present for something. Like,
yeah.
Is that crazy to believe in?
Yeah. People want the comfort of their own home, of their own couch, of their own laziness.
I guess. Like, I love that. I love to be home and watching a movie at home. Like, that's great. But, like, I love going to the movie theaters. Like, the mall and movie theaters are, like, two of my favorite places to go. And, like, they're slowly becoming extinct because of online shopping and streaming. And, like, can we not? Can we not get rid of these places or else we're all going to be robots?
We are turning into robots. Everything's turning into robots.
Which I hate. And, like, live theaters next. Like, at some point on that list.
It's going to be robots as actors.
Maybe. Like, like, you'll just be able to create an AI play. And it's like, oh, let me sit at home and watch, like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. and some other actor, like, do some play that I want to see. Like, no. Like, go out, be in the room, and experience it.
Yeah, I'm really scared for those times.
Me too.
If they ever happen, which they will. But it's like, there's so many movies about, like, technology and AI and the, like, bad things that can come from it. And then we just continue to make them as if those things aren't going to happen.
Right.
I mean, have you ever seen Westworld? Robots... actually gain consciousness and start becoming real people.
Yeah.
And have their own desires and make their own decisions, have their own free will. It's crazy. It's going to happen. Like the robots at restaurants now, like they can serve you instead of a real person.
I never saw that.
Yeah. I like saw this video the other day on Instagram. It was this robot and they weren't even like, fully human, like acting like they were human. They were moving like a robot and then just served the food, and there was no actual human. Why?
Well, that's what scared me the other day. We went to Olive Garden and like the waitress put it in on the like the little device they have at the end of the table, and she put the whole order in on that, and I'm like, at some point you're going to be removed and we're just going to put the order in on that.
Yeah.
And then, like, a robot's going to roll it out to us. And, like, that's not why. That's not necessary. Like, human interaction could be a thing.
It could be. Yeah. No one's going to interact anymore. We're all going to be in our own bubble.
And, like, I like talking to a waiter or a waitress. Like, I don't know. When they're a good one and they like, get something going, like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And like now it's like robot. I don't know. I don't want to talk to a robot.
Like, why does that? I mean, when I ask why, it always just comes back to money. So
yeah, yeah, right. Then you don't have to pay.
Yeah.
And but then like everyone's losing jobs. But I guess that's above. That's nope. above us. Yeah,
they don't care.
Nobody cares. But it's just, it's scary to see like malls. All malls are closing because of online shopping. Movie theaters are closing. Drive-ins are closing because people just want to stream their stuff. Like, where does live theater fall in this? You can't replace live theater. Like, you can't. But also, I feel like, I'm telling you, like, one day it's going to be like, oh, pick a show you want to see. Our Town with whatever actor you want to see. We'll AI it and you'll
yeah,
you
it'll got be
it.
Like a hologram.
Yeah, like
it'll show up in your living room.
Like, I don't want that. I go and see it and experience it. So that's scary. Scary for the future.
Yeah.
But this also was not what the tangent was about. It was about I was in traffic.
Sorry.
No, I don't know how that turned. But yeah, so the traffic's horrible. It's like, oh, because there's a Bills game.
Mm.
I hate the Bills to begin with. I hate the Buffalo Bills. Get that out there.
So, like, do you not watch any of the Bills games?
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch them so I could. I could be a realistic human being about them.
Okay.
Like anyone who's a Bills fan who's listening to this, let's just get something straight, right? They beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals have one win on the season. Not a good team. They beat the Dolphins. The Dolphins have one win on the season. Not a good team. Then they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. 0 wins on the season. Not a good team.
Okay, so we're playing all the bad people first.
And that's great. Awesome. You're winning the games that you're supposed to be
but
winning.
But we also win the good ones, too. Not all of them. But, like,
not
where,
when
do
it matters.
Where do we fall on your radar as a team?
One of the top teams in the league. Probably number 2.
What the?
So it's a good team. But, like, everyone, like, after the Jacksonville game, like, the Bills might be unstoppable. Yeah, against a train wreck franchise.
Yeah, every year.
I know. And it drives me up a wall. It's like, okay, or take a step back, be realistic. You just beat a team that cannot win a game this season. Great. Awesome. The team did what they were supposed to do. The team did what they're making money to do. That's great. That's what you want. So you could be like, great, awesome. Now let's move forward. Let's beat the Ravens, and we'll see what happens there. Like, okay, great. That's somebody I could talk to. That's somebody I can have a conversation with. The Ravens also have one win on the year. Will they show up? I don't know. We'll find out. They're definitely a better team than the other three. It's like, whatever. But I hate reading on Facebook and everything like, oh my God, the Buffalo Bills are looking really good this year. Like, against college teams, they're looking great.
But you just said you think they're number 2 overall.
Yeah, because every other team is losing a whole lot. The Chiefs, you have the Chiefs number 1 because they just win. That's all they do is win. Then
but
the
like,
Bills at number 2.
But then so the Chiefs are really good, but the Bills aren't just because they're number 2?
The Chiefs have won 2 consecutive Super Bowls.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
So that, yeah, so yeah, so they're better than
yeah,
the Bills,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're better than Bills, but like, Bills being number 2 doesn't mean anything?
No, it means something, but like, you still have to be realistic about it. Like, they just haven't beaten anyone yet. They haven't beaten anybody worthy yet.
But haven't we beaten people who are worthy during the season to get to number 2 at least?
Not yet.
What? Then how do we get to number 2 if we're not?
Well, this
playing?
Is just my personal ranking. So it's like, okay, the Vikings are frauds.
Yeah, I know this is.
But they're
3-0.
Like, the Vikings are frauds. They're 3-0. The Steelers 3-0 frauds. So like, you look at the 3-0 teams. Like, the Bills are a lot more realistic than the Vikings or the Steelers or the Seahawks. It's like, yeah, they're number 2.
So when you say frauds.
They're going to crash and burn.
Okay.
They're just riding highs right now. But they'll crash and burn. I don't think the Bills will crash and burn until playoffs come. And then they'll crash and burn like they always do.
Okay. So, like, they're good during the season, but then when playoffs happen, they can never bring it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's also just a hype after, like, winning the games you should be winning. Like, okay.
I mean, yeah, it is always a disappointment. Like, you have such a high during the season.
Yeah.
And then we never win in the end.
Right. Which is why, like, everyone's like, oh, well, why do you think Patrick Mahomes is good? Why do you think the Chiefs are good? It's like, well, because they win. Like, they do the thing that you're supposed to do, and they win the Super Bowl. Like, I swear to God, I had a conversation, and someone's like, well, Super Bowls don't matter. I'm like, oh, no, that's all that matters. Like, that's literally why you're playing the game, to win a Super Bowl. Like, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, not because he has all the stats. It's because he won all the Super Bowls. So, like...
Okay.
Yeah. But, like...
Sorry. Back on track.
Back on track. So I'm driving there, and the traffic's crazy, and it's like... It just reminded me, like, I'm talking hours. Like, I'm sitting hours in traffic to get to this mall. Maybe 1 hour. But, like...
Still, yeah, an hour is crazy.
Sucks. It sucks. And, like, it's, like, a 15-minute drive normally. So, like, if I had to go further, it'd be multiple hours. And it just reminded me of this, the horrid decision to still not move the stadium downtown. Because everyone's like, oh, what about the traffic down there? Like, well, what about the traffic everywhere else? No, what everywhere else? And then it's like, well, what happens when there's a lot of traffic in the city? I don't know. Then we act like every other city in the world. Like, what is that point? Well, what traffic in the city? What? Yes, New York City. You ever heard of her? Like, traffic everywhere. It's so insane to me. Like, this is this not traffic right now that I'm sitting in for an hour to get 15 minutes from my house? I was so incensed.
And, I mean, like, I feel like I could say a million things about the stadium being downtown. I mean, first of all, it would boost public transit.
Yeah.
More people
Which
would take
it. Which is horrid downtown right now.
Yeah, and more people would take it.
Right.
I mean, it would boost, like, restaurants, businesses down there. Everyone wants downtown to be this thriving, you know, like, city, and in... Then it's like you had this great opportunity, and you
squashed it,
and for billions of dollars. And it's like, that's billions of dollars. You're not going to make another stadium for decades now. Like, you could have. Yeah, it's just stupid.
And I was so enraged sitting there just thinking about it. Like, so what is this not traffic? Is this not traffic? I'm not even close to Orchard Park. The Galleria is not close to Orchard Park. So, like, this is traffic, and I'm not in a city. So if I were in a city, I'd be expecting traffic. So, like, ooh, that really just enraged me. And everyone's like, oh, well, we got – what do you have downtown right now? We got a canal side and – oh, canal side. Oh, great. Yeah. Let me go walk and look at water. I can do that everywhere. Like, give me a reason to go downtown. There's no reason. And it's so – I hate that. It's the stupidest decision ever. And if anybody out there has any good reason, please let me know so I can demolish you because it's not a good reason.
Governor Kathy Hochul is from Orchard Park. And she wanted to stay in Orchard Park.
It's
politics.
That's so stupid. It's so stupid. It's like, oh, let's make sure these abandoned buildings downtown Buffalo stay up. We need that for what we're trying to create here. So let's just, well, I don't know, Orchard Park, put the stadium down there. Awesome, dude. Like, great. We didn't want concerts downtown. Like, we didn't want big, huge concerts or, you know, a Super Bowl one day or, like, WrestleMania. Stuff that, like, changes a city forever. Like, when Minnesota held a Super Bowl, like, they're talking about it forever. Like, how it changed everything around there.
Yeah.
Like, we could have held the Super Bowl. We can never hold the Super Bowl in Orchard Park. Certainly can't do it without a dome. God, I hate it. I hate it here.
Everything about it is just stupid.
It's so stupid. It's so wrong. I hate it here. I hate it.
I would have, like, to be in those town meetings, to be a fly on the wall in those decisions.
Yeah.
Like, what is your counterpoint to everything that we just said?
There isn't one. Like, it's always the two things that I've always heard are traffic downtown. Yep, traffic in a city, that should happen. There should be traffic in a city. You blithering moron. Like, yes. Like, in Atlanta, like, you couldn't move.
Mm, yeah.
Like, oh, you want that? Yes, I want that. Do I want the city to thrive? Yes. Like, what do you mean, do you want that? Yes, you want money. And then, like, the other one is like, oh, well, tailgating. I don't care. You're from Buffalo, New York. You're going to get drunk wherever you want to get drunk. I've seen it. So, like, I don't care where you tailgate. You're going to tailgate regardless.
You'll find space.
You'll find space. I mean, like, riddled with alcoholics, you'll find it. I promise you. And then, like you don't drink in the stadium. You're all drunk in the stadium. Like, those two are not reasons.
Yeah.
To change an entire city forever.
Like, literally, you should have been at these meetings and just changing an entire city forever.
Literally.
And that would that is literally the case. You're
that's
right.
That's the case. That's it. Like,
Buffalo would have been thriving.
Thriving. Like, and like all the like wing places downtown. And it'd be like, this circle of wings are awesome. And like, you got to get wings before the Bills game, bro. And like, oh, you know what? You want to grab a beer? Maybe go to the bar and grab a beer. And like,
yeah. And then you can walk to the stadium.
And then you walk to the stadium. Or like, there's transport. So you don't have to get in your car, wasted beyond belief, and drive home from Orchard Park because you don't live in Orchard Park. Because nobody lives in Orchard Park. It's so, there's not one good reason. Not one good reason. So that will always just be under my skin. And sitting in traffic just really reminded me, like, I hate it here for that reason. But you know what? It is what it is. We can't do anything about it. Our hands are tied. Oh my God, I hate it. But yeah. I'm trying to get back into the theater, but like, I'm heated now. I'm upset.
Should write to Kathy Hochul.
I should write to everybody and like to Pagulas and be like, you guys might be brain dead, and that's okay because I'm here to help. Okay. I'll take a small cut of your millions and billions, and I'll be on my way. But like, just put the stadium downtown. Seems pretty simple. Crazy. It's crazy. But yeah. Yeah, we're in the thick of a lot of stuff right now at the theater. We got 10 minutes left, bro. I can squeeze something out of this.
Oh my god. Wow, I can't believe we haven't made it an hour yet?
No.
Oh my god.
No, we're at 50. But yeah, okay. All that happened. It's out of the way now. We have a show today. We're going to go right over to the show and put that on. I haven't done a Sunday matinee in so long. And we asked somebody about it. Like, what's it like to go from the podcast to doing that? And I don't remember what their answer was, but I'll have an answer. And, well, because, like...
What? But you've also, like, gone to the theater on a Sunday matinee and did, like, lights.
Right. But, like, I don't know. It's different than being in a show. Like, I don't know. I feel like that could affect you. It's not part of your normal routine. It's early in the morning. You're talking on a podcast. And it's like, all right, now go do the show. And I'm an opinionated person, so I'll have an opinion on it.
I think it's helpful. Get up early.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe I'm more awake. And
have a good convo.
More energetic.
Yeah.
Full of hate, for sure, so that'll help. That'll help with the scene.
Well, yeah, with your... You.
It's not me. It's just not. It's not... yeah, I have funny stories of stuff that happened, but I can't say it until after next weekend. So I just kind of got to sit on that. But
I don't have funny stories.
No. Well, wait for spirits, and then I'm sure we'll be full of them. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I just haven't been to the theater in 2 weeks, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, I mean, the choreography, that was really funny. That was a good time.
That was a really good time.
I couldn't stop laughing. I was crying.
Yeah. And see, that's great. Like, I really, truly am happy with where we are right now in the season. I'm looking forward to the next project, but I'm still in this project and still liking this project, which is so rare. I'm usually like, I just want the next show. I just want the next show. Then you start the next show. Once that's like halfway over, you're like, get me out. I need the next thing. But right now, I'm still enjoying it. I still want to be in it. I think I'm going to be sad when Voices is over, but...
You're going to be sad when Spirits is over?
Yeah, but, like, I'm not even there yet.
Okay.
I'm not even there. That's good. I don't know.
You will be there soon.
We'll be there, like, tomorrow, and that is so scary to me, but we'll get it done.
Do you remember the choreography?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we did it.
Okay.
Last rehearsal, and I held up for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like some things came a little sooner than I remembered.
Mm.
But like, I got it. I fixed myself.
You adjusted.
I adjusted.
Okay.
On the fly. Yeah. I mean, I think that's it. I think that's all I got in me.
No, come on. There's 5 minutes left, right?
No.
Wait,
there's
what?
7 minutes left. But come see Voices in the Attic. We have all of next weekend left. One more weekend. And then come see Spirits after that. We'll have some Spirits cast members on soon. Next weekend we'll have some Voices people on. The problem with that is, like, we've had all these people on before. So are they stale? Do we want to listen to them again? Probably not.
Like, they are stale. They're we stale. Don't want to listen to them.
But I mean, like, we could have the people
are
on.
Are we stale?
Yes. Yeah. This is episode what? 400?
What, it's 81.
What episode is it? This is 81?
Yeah.
Wow.
81.
81 episodes.
It should be
us.
Called 81 and we're stale.
81, we're stale.
No, 81 and stale.
81 and stale. 30, flirty and thriving. Always hate that. Always hate that. Just don't put that out in the universe.
What's so wrong with that?
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Okay, I'll remember for your 30th
birthday. No, please don't. I hate that. I hate 30. I hate all that. It's like, can you guys just turn an age and just do it? Like, we're all dying.
Some faster than others.
Some faster than others. With all my head injuries, I'm out. We don't have a beef segment, but, like, we're just getting the beef in everywhere now. Like, it's just all over the place.
Yeah. Do I have any beef? I had silent. Beef. I had beef last week, but we didn't have a podcast last week. The beef was Florida traffic. Well, yeah, Florida driving. Those people.
Yeah.
They have, like, nowhere to be. They're doing, like, 5 or 10 under the speed limit.
I feel like that's everything down south. It's just real slow, real nothing to it.
I mean, I kind of like it. I don't like it. But, like, I wish I could live more slowly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, sometimes you, yeah.
But, like, when I was driving, I was like, come on, you guys have nowhere to be. Like, why is everyone so slow? I mean, the left lane, that's not even a passing lane to them anymore. It's not.
Yeah.
They don't use it as a passing lane. And then we went to Miami, where we were in Fort Lauderdale. It was a half hour away. Getting back, it took us 2 hours.
Hmm.
That's how bad the traffic was.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Miami, big city. It's almost like big cities are meant for traffic.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, one way it's a half hour, next way it's 2 hours.
Yeah. I feel like every time I'm behind a wheel, I get angry. It's just...
I try not to get angry.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like everyone tries not to, but, like, I don't know. It is what it is.
I try to think, like, everyone else is also feeling the same way. Like, why am I going to call this person out? Because I'm probably going to do exactly what they do at some other point in time.
That doesn't help me. Like, oh, everyone else is feeling this. You should also be feeling this. I never feel that way.
I didn't say you should also be feeling this. Just like...
Yeah, but, like, finding comfort in the fact that everyone else is feeling this way makes me more angry. Because I'm like, if everybody's as angry as I am, then and you're still doing it, then you just got to, like, never drive again. Or never do the thing that you're doing again.
Well, I'm like, it's when it benefits you, you get angry. But, like, when... Or no, when it benefits you, you're happy. When it doesn't, you're angry. But it's like, there's other people in the world. Not everything is going to benefit you.
Yeah, but, like, okay. I have thoughts on that.
Like, okay, for example, when I leave work.
Yeah.
I sometimes, depending on where I park, I have to cross either one or two streets. And they're busy streets. The lights never turn red. And I have to sit there. Get out of work. I just want to go to my car. I have to sit there for 5 minutes just to cross one street.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I have to do it another time. And it's like, I get angry at those cars because there is a crosswalk and they're supposed to stop
right.
And let the pedestrian through. They don't. But then when I'm in the car, I just breeze right through that same area and I'm not stopping for the pedestrian. So it's like...
Okay, well, that one might be on you.
But all the other cars aren't stopping either. And so? It's like, no, but it's like, there will be nice people that stop.
Yeah.
But then all the other cars just continue. And it's like, well, I'm not playing Frogger. I can't, like, cross the street. Like, thank you for stopping, and I wish all the other cars would stop.
When I cross the street, I just cross. Like, I'm crossing. You're at a stop sign. You're supposed to be stopped. And, like, that, there's no stop sign. But, like, I'm crossing because, like, I know I have the right of way. So, like, if you hit me, I'm taking all of your money. And so just stop. Just stop your vehicle. Yeah. Either me or my family is taking all your money, depending on how fast you're going. But I'm just walking.
Yeah.
But, like, that's – and I think that's why people think I'm selfish or like, have an ego or something. But it's like, yes, I'm going to do what benefits me because it's my life. Like, you got to put yourself first. I am first. I promise you that. So, like, I'm going to walk on this crosswalk because I know I'm supposed to. So whether you stop or not, that's not on me. That's on you.
Yeah.
If I'm flying through the air, your money's done. Your life's done.
But what if your life is done?
Well, then their life is also done because now they got to live with that guilt and my family's stealing all their money. So, like, just slow down. You got to put yourself first. In every situation, you got to put yourself first.
Okay. I'm gonna put that advice to action.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to Snapchat you when I'm at work crossing the road.
Do it. When I that but like that's how I feel about everything. It's like if you're not putting yourself first, then you're doing it wrong. You got to be number one in your book.
I agree.
Who's the one person who's always there for you? Yourself. That's it. Who's the one person who knows all your secrets? Yourself.
I agree.
That's it.
I actually had this thought yesterday because Mustafa's friend is in town, and he's my friend too, but it, like he's Mustafa's friend first and foremost. Yeah. And he's only in for a few days. And Mustafa's like, okay, you have to make time to see him. And I'm like, I don't want to be rude. I want to see him. But, like, I have this going on. And I don't know if I can make it. And I'm just, like, sitting there. And Mustafa's not getting mad at me. But he's like, he's going to be disappointed if he doesn't see you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I have to learn to put myself first sometimes. And, like, if I choose me in this situation, that's not a bad thing. No. That's not wrong. That's not something that I should be like, oh, I'm a bad person because I chose myself. Like, is it selfish? Yes, in the literal definition of the word, I'm choosing myself.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's a negative thing.
No.
So, yeah, I had that same thought yesterday.
That's how I got better with confrontation. We talked about this the other day at the theater. Now I and confrontation always used to be such a negative thing, and like now I'm like, I don't know, I don't look for it, but like I'm not afraid when it comes up, because it's like if I feel passionately enough to argue about it, that means that whatever it is, I believe that I'm right. So like, I have enough faith in myself and my judgment to believe that that is the right thing to do. So like, if I'm arguing with you, it's because I believe I'm right and you did something wrong. So like, it's easier to go into something thinking like, okay, like I'm arguing about this 'cause I'm passionate about it. And like, hopefully you'll understand my side afterwards. I'm not arguing about it to make you feel stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think that's how I got better at confrontation, is just being like, well, I believe in myself. I'm right. So that makes you wrong. So let's address this right now. Like, you are wrong. And so I feel like if everyone just put themselves at number one, you'd...
But do you ever think you're right and then you end up being wrong?
I'm sure there's times, but I will admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
I've been wrong about many things. And like casting decisions. I'll go back and my dad and I will talk about stuff. And we'll be like, you know what? I was wrong. I was wrong about that. And I was passionate about it to begin with. I was passionate enough to put somebody in that role. I like to admit when I'm wrong, because then it's like, okay, like you're a human being and I'm not always right. But when I feel I'm right, I'm definitely going to argue my side. Because I don't know.
No, that's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to trust myself more.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you trust yourself over other people when you know yourself the best?
Right.
And I think I always second guess myself, and then I'm like, you know, when I was younger, I used to believe in myself more and I used to not second guess myself. And now it's like, why do I think everyone else is right? Like, everyone else has the answers. I have the answers.
Yeah. You do. Everyone has the answers because you know yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's just how I feel. And I feel like once I unlock that, then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't care. I don't care that you think I'm wrong because I know I'm right. or stuff like that. Like, I don't care that you care that I'm doing this. This brings me joy. You do what brings you joy. I'm going to do what brings me joy because I know myself and I like myself.
I love that.
So that's, I don't know. That's life.
That's good advice.
I feel like I had something. I can't even think of what it was. I don't know. I had something to like piggyback off of that, but like it's just gone. Oh, there's okay. So like that could be a negative thing too, though. Like I know people who are like always think they're right, but like you have to admit when you're wrong. If you don't admit when you're wrong, then you're just a word I can't say in the podcast. Like because then like
you're just egotistical and self-righteous, and
right?
You know.
But like you can argue for what you believe in for sure, but then like if it's wrong, if you're proven wrong, or if you're just like going to belittle the other person. Whenever I'm in an argument, all I want to do is have the other person understand what I'm saying. Like, I don't care what you think. I need you to understand what I'm saying. Whether you believe it or not, I just need you to understand it. And then once they grasp it, then I'm like, okay, great. You don't agree with me? I'm going to go. But like, you at least know what I'm saying. What?
No, it just like made me think of stupid stuff. Like when I'm like, so the Grinch, Jim Carrey's the Grinch.
Yeah.
Is the better version of the Grinch. And you're like, no, what are you talking about?
That's and I need you to understand that it's. In this scenario, there's like proof as to why it's not. And so like that is like that. And like I thought of like the plane thing. It's like, I don't care if you agree with me, but I need you to understand what I'm saying and how I'm feeling. And if you do, great. You can completely understand everything I'm saying and say, okay, I get it. I don't agree with you. I'll be okay. But well, at least we're on the same page.
And the same goes for you. Like if they think they're right. And they just want you to understand.
Right. But that also comes with like people who don't know how to argue. I think I do know how to argue. And I pride myself on that. Because like a lot of people just won't listen and then just keep repeating their case. And that doesn't do it. That doesn't work. All that's going to do is just take me to a level 13 out of 10. And then I'm just going to go at it to harm you. I'm just going to go at it to belittle you because like, you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we're having an argument, listen to my side. I listen to your side. If we disagree, we disagree. That's fine. But, like, don't be like, well, this. Like, no, you said that 4 times. But, like, that's not what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know. There's that side of an argument that I think just people don't know how to argue.
That's true. I agree.
And if you want to successfully argue, then, like, it's just about both of you understanding each other. I feel like 99% of arguments are just misunderstandings or miscommunications.
Yeah, that's true.
So just shut up, calm down, understand each other. Once you understand each other, you still hate each other, fine. But like at least you understand why they're annoying. I don't know.
I agree. Great advice.
Full of it.
Sometimes.
Okay, well now we're over. Now we're over an hour. The whole last part is just it's for the cutting room floor.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram.
Facebook.
I don't have Facebook, so. Threads.
Threads, we're out there.
At Starry Night Theater.
We got some great stuff coming up. We have auditions for Christmas Carol coming up in between weekends for Spirits of the Dead. Spirits of the Dead is coming up. We have our second weekend of Voices coming up. We have so much good stuff coming up. We have Christmas Carol show dates coming up. We have a Christmas concert. Like, everything is happening. So just keep your eye out on social media for all of that. And the anniversary party. So come to that. Become a member. You can still become a member. Send $20 to us at
some
point.
Do we have a... member event before the
The anniversary party?
Oh, wait. We have the Super Bowl.
We have, we'll have Halloween, which will be like the half member event. Then we have the Super Bowl, and then we have the anniversary party.
Okay.
So become a member. You can come to all these member exclusive events. The anniversary party is a member exclusive event. So, yeah, be part of all of it. We're sending out a calendar later this week, I believe, maybe today. We'll find out. But yeah, I think that's all I got.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.